Track 16.
Windshield wipers. When we ride in the car or a bus on a rainy day, there they are, back and forth, back and forth. We look right past them, but they are working to keep us safe. Windshield wipers are one of those everyday objects that are a familiar part of our lives today, but cars did not start out with windshield wipers. Early cars did not have any glass in the front. In other words, they did not have a windshield. In the UK, it's called a windscreen. So, of course, they had no wipers. It was not obvious that cars needed this new technology. Horses don't have wipers. Why should cars have them? Of course, that answer is obvious to us now. You need wipers to clean the windshield when it rains or snows. The idea for windshield wipers came to Mary Anderson on a wet and snowy day in 1902 when she was visiting New York. She was riding on a streetcar behind the driver. She could see that the driver was having trouble. Snow was falling on the windshield, and he could not see anything ahead of him. The windshield on this streetcar had several parts, and the driver could open one part and put his hand outside to clean off the snow. He did this every few minutes because the snow was very heavy. Every time he opened it, cold air and snow blew inside. All the passengers in the streetcar were cold, wet, and unhappy. Anderson began to think of a solution to this problem. She started drawing a picture of her idea while she was on the streetcar. She designed a wiper made from rubber and wood. The wiper had a handle. When the driver pulled the handle, the wiper moved across the windshield. It cleaned off the snow and rain. A great idea! Anderson probably made a lot of money for her invention, right? Wrong. Anderson did get a patent for her wipers in 1903. When an inventor gets a patent, it means that no one can steal his or her idea. A patent and its protection usually last for 20 years. But when Anderson tried to sell her idea to car companies, none of them was interested. Most of them did not think the invention was useful. Also, some of them believed that the wipers would be dangerous. They thought that the driver might watch the wipers instead of the road, and this might cause an accident. No one bought her invention. Unfortunately, Anderson's idea came about 10 or 15 years too early. In 1903, there were streetcars, but not very many people owned cars. Henry Ford's first Model T did not appear until 5 years later. However, between 1908 and 1927, 15 million Model Ts rolled out of factories and onto American roads. And many of these cars had windshield wipers. Unfortunately, because patents only last for 20 years, Anderson's patent no longer protected her invention. That meant that car companies could use her idea, and they did not have to pay her. She never made any money. Since then, there have been several improvements in windshield wipers. The most important one was the development of automatic wipers. The earlier wipers had to be turned on by the driver each time. At first, automatic wipers moved at just one speed. Then an inventor named Robert Kearns made an important improvement. His wipers allowed the driver to decide the speed of the wipers. Like Anderson, Kearns tried to sell his idea to car companies. And like Anderson, he had no success. Later he discovered that several car companies were using his ideas without paying for them. He was really angry. When Kearns died in 2005, he was still fighting with the car companies that stole his invention. Windshield wipers on today's cars are based on ideas from both Anderson and Kearns. For example, all cars have wipers that move at different speeds. Modern wipers also include new ideas, like using a liquid to clean dirt and salt, as well as rain and snow. Together they help to keep our cars running safely in all kinds of weather.